Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, the dulcet tones of Alice Cooper and a brand new album for the first time in 50 years. The original members of Alice Cooper, the band, have gotten back together with Vince Fournier. You know, he's there singing on all of these tracks as well. It's an absolutely fantastic new album. It's called The Revenge of Alice Cooper. And we're lucky enough to have the guy who way back in the day and again today slings the bass for Alice Cooper, Dennis Dunaway. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. We're so excited about this new album and thanks for helping us spread the word about it.
This is a project. This is the first time that you guys have all been together on a project for Alice Cooper in 50 years, a full-length album. And it's even more than a full-length album because there's a couple of bonus tracks in this one as well. Tell us, first of all, why the long time away and what went into putting this band back together for this project?
Well, I'm not sure why the long time away. I think it had to do with, business as usual with Alice being a solo artist and that working for them. But step by step, we kept coming closer together and close together. We've been friends all along. But, you know, working together, we would do these shows. So we do four or five songs here and over there. And then we recorded songs on Alice's last three solo albums for Ear Music. So each little step brought us back together. I wrote my book, Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs, My Adventures in the Alice Cooper Group, 2015. And we did a book signing with the band doing a surprise performance at Good Records in Dallas, Texas with Christopher Todd Benn. So I think the final thing is Alice and Neil and Michael getting together out in Arizona to kick around songs and jam and have fun. And then they got excited about some songs and said, okay, we got to do it.
Well, yeah, and you said fun. And that's something that I think really came across from the very first note of this album when I started to listen through the first time through, which is it's a blast. I mean, first of all, there's everything from heavy metal to doo-wop on this album. It's great. And it sounds like everybody's having a good time. And I think that, you know, when I think about listening to the music back in 1975, 76, 77, that's what I wanted out of an Alice Cooper record was I want to have fun.
That's exactly it. The word blast is perfect because we had a blast and everybody knows exactly what we need to do to make a song good. And we all have all of our opinions flying and it's all equal input. And then we know Bob Ezrin is at the helm.
Yeah.
And so we know it's going to sound good. So it was just an absolute blast.
He's got such an indelible connection to Alice Cooper over the years, has done so much producing for you guys. And, I mean, the guy's worked with everybody from you to Flo and Eddie. So, I mean, when you've got that in your background, you know the guy knows what he's doing. What is that magic between this band and that producer?
Well, first of all, the connection goes all the way back to, it was our third album and Bob Ezrin's first album when we worked together on Love It to Death. So we all learned the ropes together. And the thing that's great about Bob is he brings the enthusiasm. He's almost like a cheerleader. And then the other thing that's good about him is when we have so many collaborative ideas going in all at the same time, because we have a lot of ideas and everybody's passionate about them and we will debate them. But if it starts to bog down, then Bob knows exactly when to crack the whip and say, we're going to do it this way. Let's move forward, you know. So,
yeah.
So while the clock's ticking off dollars, you know.
Right. That studio time doesn't come cheap. And I want to talk about some of the individual tracks, because another thing that we have on this album that was kind of an unusual is a guest star. Robbie Krieger from The Doors ends up on this one as well. Talk about bringing him in and what he brought to the table.
Well, the spirit of Glenn Buxton, who, you know, he passed away in 1997, but
yeah,
he was such a big, he was the fiery, rebellious person that really had so much to do with the image of the Alice Cooper Group, musically and on stage. But Robbie and we became friends with The Doors in 97. So Robbie and Glenn were friends, and we thought, for sure, Glenn would play slide on this Black Mamba song, because it was this New Orleans slinky, snaky thing. And we thought, okay, well, Robbie Krieger plays slide better than anybody. So it that was a shoe-in. All we had to do was send the track to Robbie, and he sent it back with his guitar track on it.
Isn't that something? And that's, I mean, the magic of being able to send that stuff back and forth digitally now, it still slays me. You know, go back in the old days, and that would have been a month's worth of back and forth with tapes, right?
Yeah, well, you know, but don't get the wrong idea. On this album, we were all in the same room like we always recorded. Yeah. Neil's to the right of me, Alice's to the left, and Michael's right in front of me, so we can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See what each other's playing, because we went in there with 60 or 70 songs, and we decided what songs we were going to learn and record next. And in 10 days, Bob Ezrin thought we'd get about 5 tracks. We ended up getting a dozen tracks. And yeah, and like you say, it was, you know, us joking around. We revert to being high school kids whenever we're together.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of us putting each other down, and but still, that's a lot of that is just to keep the spirit of Glenn Buxton in the picture. And also a lot of it is just to avoid the pressure of recording in the studio, because once in a while you can get overly stressed.
No doubt. Yeah, again, we're talking with Dennis Dunaway, the bassist for Alice Cooper, and The Revenge of Alice Cooper is out and available now in every format you could imagine. Every digital format. It's also available on colored vinyl, a special edition colored vinyl that's very, very cool. And the album itself is just fantastic. And that, I don't want to like come off insulting other bands, but I've heard, you know, some of the bands that have reformed over time, and they'll put an album together, and even if the music is good, it just sounds flat. It just sounds like a sort of a plastic reproduction of what they used to be. This one sounds like you guys walked out of the studio in 1973 and then walked back in 1974 and made this album. It has a very authentic Alice Cooper kind of feel to it. Is that, again, the production? Is that just the magic of getting all of the original members back together?
I think it has to do with us still being friends.
Yeah.
Mostly, but you know, Neil, I'm married to Neil's sister, so for 50 years now, Cindy. Mm-hmm. Cindy did the costumes for the band. She was around for the whole time. So Neil and I are not only rock and roll outlaws, but we're rock and roll in-laws.
Nice.
And so that energy is that's just how we play. I mean, even when the band rehearses, forever, you know, we never would go in and have somebody trying to summon up energy for a rehearsal even. It's always like full, you know, pedal to the metal. So, you know, we're a bit older now, and the one song, Wild Ones, that's on the album, you know, that one's a pretty quick tempo. So, you know, keeping up with that, like when we were young, you know, we might want to have the oxygen tanks handy.
Yeah, we're the Wild Ones. We live in every town. We own the city streets. We rule the underground. There is no cage in us, and you'll suffer if you try. We got the rage in us because it makes us feel alive.
We did it.
Well, yeah, and that was another thing. I mean, you talk about Alice's voice, and I mean, sure, he's kept it in good shape over the years, but talk about those moments in the studio, because like you said, and recording, and he's standing right next to you, and this voice is coming out of a 77-year-old man, and he sounds like he's 30.
He sounds better than he did for, you know, he had some tough years there, and one of the things is he does like 200 shows a year. So when Alice does the, and unlike most singers, he doesn't even warm up. He just does it, you know, it just, so he sounds great. Also, he sounds different when he works with the original guys, because a lot of times we will tune up higher pitch than the stage band, and that's totally understandable. That's common, because if you're singing every night, if you lower the key just a little bit, you have a better chance of doing, you know, 10 shows in a row without blowing out your voice. But we have songs that you have to push it, and that's that rock and roll, that's that original Alice sound.
This is the weirdest sentence I've ever started, but I was just reading about Alice Cooper in Forbes. Alice Cooper's in Forbes. She's also in Rolling Stone, by the way. But they were talking about and doing some remembrances of Ozzy Osbourne. And, I mean, of course, those of us who were fans are still just wrecked by it. Can't imagine a world without Ozzy. And Alice had some really nice things to say about him. I wonder if you've had any personal contact or any stories about Ozzy that you remember.
No, I have a secondhand story that comes from Joe and Albert Bouchard of Blue Oyster Cult fame, because they did the Black and Blue tour.
Yeah.
And they told me that during that tour, when they were in Birmingham, you know, Ozzy's hometown, that he invited them over for dinner. And when they went over there, Ozzy was in the kitchen cooking with an apron on. and so they're all talking to each other. And it took him a long time to get this dinner perfected and set on the table. And then when everything was ready to eat, he raised his glass and had a toast and gulped his drink and then left and never came back.
He just left him there to eat. That's fantastic. Well, the new one again is The Revenge of Alice Cooper. It's out and available now, as we said, in every format you could imagine. So, Dennis Dunaway, what a fantastic time talking to you. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you very much. We're back, baby.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, we'll do some more talking just ahead. We'll wrap the hour. And don't forget, coming up in the next hour, Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. More on the way.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.